Yes, of course. Whenever you hear that sound, you know that it's time to talk sports. And not just talking sports. Of course, we give you sport at its best. Well, this is Splash Football Podcast, and I am Dominic Victor, but you can call me the Radio Investor. And after so many months of not being here with you, my best friend, I'm back once again to give you all of the action as it happened in Europe's elite competition. Yes, the UEFA Champions League got on the way, and match day one is what we are set to discuss even on today's edition. So for all of the action and for everything that happened on match day one, and be my guest, because you're going to enjoy every bit of what I'm set to offer to you on today's edition of Splash Football Podcast. I'm not going to be doing this alone. I'm being joined by Wilson Emmanuel, a sport veteran when it comes to football and analysis, and of course he delivers only at the best. Wilson Emmanuel, nice having you once again on the show, and welcome to Splash Football Podcast, Wilson.
Hi, Mr. Dominic. As I, of course, you know, love to address you because you're my ogre at the top. To say I'm excited that we're back is an understatement, you know, especially with the length of time that we've been away. You know, it feels good to be back talking sports, you know, and more so doing it with you, you know, my ogre at the top, as I usually call you. You know, because you're the one who pilots this show, and I'm very excited to be back on the show talking about, you know, sports. I'm also talking about Europe's elite competition, the Champions League, with you, you know, match the one of the Champions League. And it's quite unfortunate that the team we both love and support will not be talking about them in this year's Champions League. But regardless, we'll move and the show has gone.
Yes, of course. Even if Chelsea partakes in the Champions League or not, we have to continue doing what we love doing. This new man, always nice having you join me right here in the building. I really enjoy having you once again. I don't know why you keep calling me the ogre at the top. At this in a whole game morning that they call ogre at the top. But yeah, by God's grace, I'm going to get there. Yeah, yes. The money, I can feel it coming. Okay, guys, Wilson and myself have officially set. Let us dive right straight into the action. But we'll kick things off this lovely, on this beautiful edition at the Emirates. Yes, of course. Having not played in 7 years, the last time they played in this competition was as of 2017. Arsenal came back with the Champions League in their dreams. Yes, they had dreamed about playing the competition, and of course they had to partake in it. Finally, since 2017, the home crowd celebrated their return to the Champions League with a thunderous roar before the kickoff as the tournament anthem rang around the Emirates Stadium. And of course, manager Mikel Arteta will be very, very much glad, very much elated that he took his Arsenal side to the competition. Well, they did not just make their match day one fixture a worthwhile return. They had to ship 4 goals past PSV Eindhoven. Bukayo Saka was on the score sheet. Leandro Trossard was also on the score sheet. Gabriel Jesus, and of course, Captain Fantastic Matty Odegaard was also on the score sheet. Arsenal, what a fine performance they had on the night. And yes, Wilson, you saw as the game happened. You saw Arsenal's return and everything that transpired in between. Let me know your thoughts as to all that happened in that game.
For the North Londoners, Arsenal, you know, we heard Gabriel Jesus talk about how he used to skip school to go and watch the Champions League. We saw clips of Declan Rice looking at the Champions League ball with a smile on his face. We heard that they were training with the, you know, Champions League anthem and what not. You know, Arsenal have been the whipping boys of, you know, England for the past 7 years. They've not made this competition, and they're back to, you know, they're back amongst Europe elite clubs, back in the Champions League. And of course, what a way to return to the Champions League for them. 4-0 thrashing of PSV at home. Of course, it's glory days for the Arsenal and at the Emirates Stadium. Very, very fantastic display from them yesterday. Of course, I was impressed with them. And if you look at them, some would say maybe they are even considered as, you know, the favorites to win the Champions League. You know, only time will tell, because the brand of football they play, I think, is very exceptional. And few teams in Europe, you know, look as good as Arsenal right now. You know, kudos to Mikel Arteta, kudos to Arsenal board and the faith they've shown in him over the years, and now he's been able to bring them back to, you know, the Champions League, which of course for the past few years have been their main aim. And I think the victory they had yesterday will spur them on. I think, of course, to be an easy group for Arsenal, in my opinion. I think they're going to come out top of that group. But the fixture yesterday, it was a very exciting one for them to win 4-0 on their return. It, you know, kind of gives them hope, you know, of what to expect in the subsequent fixtures. And of course, for them, maybe where they'll have tough challenges is when it gets to the round of 16, quarterfinals, and thereafter. But for the group still, I think it's almost a walkover for Arsenal with the kind of football they play right now. It's a good one for the Arsenal.
Yes, I would say a kind of walkover for Arsenal, because their current group, it's not really, you wouldn't say any serious contender when it comes to contending for finishing top spots in that group. But of course, Arsenal, they're getting to do the job, and they're getting the job done. But we were seeing another England side who were also in performance as well too on Wednesday. That is going to be Manchester United, Wilson. Currently at the moment, things are not really going quite well for Manchester United. They lost David Villa, and ever since then they've been really trying to find their foot in the competition, because yes, the signing of Andre Onana hasn't really worked out and hasn't really panned out to their taste and expectation. He has considered in almost, yes, if not all the matches played in, he has considered in almost all the match he has actually played for. Because they lost, you may say it was a very, very fierce contention between Manchester United and Bayern Munich at the Allianz Arena on Wednesday. But yes, they showed that they have what it takes to actually compete. They are in this Europe top flight competition, and making headlines and headway is Harry Kane. Yes, Harry Kane, the man who has always wanted to play with the big boys, wanted to chill with the big boys. He got a goal, of course, in this game. Serge Gnabry, Harry Kane. Those were the scorers for Bayern Munich. And Manchester United, Casemiro actually scored twice. And Hoylum, I don't know if I pronounce it with the name well, but Rashford, Martial, and Bruno Fernandes gave the assist. So, Wilson, your thoughts on Manchester United?
For Manchester United, the story has not been very smooth or what we would have expected because of how they ended last season. But of course, if you look back at how they started last season, they didn't start very strong, and you could say maybe they are slow starters now under Erik ten Hag. But if you look at everything, all the problems surrounding the club, the coaches' issues with Jadon Sancho, Harry Maguire being frozen out of the team and being stripped of the captain armband, Anthony with his abuse issues right now, and some other host of injuries and the likes, and players underperforming, you would agree with me that it was the wrong time, of course, for them to face a Bayern Munich side. And of course, the scoreline of that fixture doesn't really reflect the the performance or the game itself, because, you know, I believe United were dominated throughout that game yesterday. And of course, Bayern are not very, they're not the Bayern that we've known over the past few years, especially with Thomas Tuchel, because I don't know why, but they've not really shown, you know, what we expected of a Thomas Tuchel's Bayern Munich, unlike what we saw under Julian Nagelsmann, where they were blowing off teams easily. You know, that fixture yesterday was one where Bayern, of course, dominated as everybody expected. For Manchester United, it was one error after another. Andre Onana, you know, causing the first goal, something that you would expect that he would be able to save. He wasn't able to save that, and he came out at the end of the game to say, "Oh, look, my team lost because I didn't perform well." At the end of the day, you know, they have to go back and, you know, get their act right, get the house in order. We've heard over the past week that players, you know, are not happy, that there's been dressing room bus stops and the like. So United, of course, it's a bad result, but if you look at the group, they have the likes of Galatasaray and Copenhagen to play. I still think they will be able to make it out of that group, but, you know, losing away from home to a Bayern Munich side, it's not a fixture you say, oh, they didn't lose to a small team, it's Bayern. Everybody expected Bayern to beat them, so it's of course disappointing that you lost, but again, they were able to score 3 goals, so it's positive for them. But they have to look forward now and, of course, try to do the right things going forward.
Yes, of course, they have to try to do the right things going forward, because if they had to continue with this particular performance, the way they're actually going, I can tell you for free that they won't last in this competition. But Wilson, very quickly before we go, Real Madrid as well, so they had to come with a late winner against Union Berlin. I mean, Jude Bellingham, extra time, and got the finishing goal for Real Madrid to also see them if they are very much likely to defend that trophy, because yes, they're defending champions of the Champions League this season. They had to wait the extra time of 90 minutes to get the job done against Union Berlin. So, Wilson Emmanuel, very quickly, your thoughts as regards to Real Madrid versus Union Berlin, Wilson?
Last but not the least, the biggest team in UEFA Champions League history, Real Madrid, you know, played host to newcomers, you know, relatively newcomers. For the first time in their history, Union Berlin are playing the Champions League. So they are newcomers of the Champions League. They were able to give Real Madrid a run for their money, you know, holding them out to 0-0 scoreline up until the 86th minute, thereabouts, where that fan, some have said he's masking, some have called him Jude Benzema, you know, Jude Bellingham. You know, we don't know what they are giving him down there at Real Madrid. This guy has all of a sudden turned into a goal scorer. He has actually met Cristiano Ronaldo's record of, you know, scoring his first 5 games for Real Madrid. He has scored 6 now in 6 for them, you know, and it's very impressive for that man, Jude Bellingham, and of course Real Madrid as well. But if you look at the fixture yesterday, they kind of struggled, and you would have expected it, because in recent time Real Madrid are a team that has been known for always, you know, doing Christmas for whoever plays them on match day one of the Champions League. They always kind of fought. I mean,
Wilson, I said very quickly, I'm sorry I had to cut you off there. Well, guys, you've heard from Wilson. Real Madrid, they are really showing their worth. Yes, they are the big boys of this competition. And we did it against Union Berlin. No, it's at this junction, I want to say a very big arrivederci to you. Looking for. Looking forward to see you in our next episode, guys. I love you.